Harry Mikaia joins us for a korero about the changes which will come into effect in a few years' time regarding the Hauraki Gulf restrictions on trawl fishing, the creation of 18 new marine protected areas, a support for aquaculture, a part of a new plan for Tikapa Moana. We're joined by Harry Mikaia. He's been involved in many organisations, including Iwi and Māori Council, Tainui Waka Alliance, Hauraki Fishing Group, Taimoana Marine Farms, New Zealand Aquaculture, and others. And he lives in Manaia. It's great to have him join us for a korero about Tikapa Moana. Te whanaunga, tēnā koe, Harry.
Good morning. Good morning, Dale.
Tēnā koe, Harry. What's your initial reaction to the proposed changes, Harry?
I think they are very good plans in terms of my thinking is around long-term delivery of our kāpaka kai, Tikapa Moana. That's so the work that's currently being looked at, that's going into it, in terms of different things that were announced yesterday, I think, are certainly good to see them starting, Dale.
Were you involved in discussions regarding the proposed changes, Harry?
Yes. We all have, only because of our industry interest in this, but also to the cultural aspects of being able to put our own views into this process of ecosystem-based management going forward. It's very important to our overall iwi well-being within this area. In the nature and extent of what's happened to our terrestrial areas, which we don't have a lot of. We have a great interest in Tikapa Moana, Te Moana Nui Ahoi. So,
as far as aquaculture is concerned, because we're trying to get a mix of aquaculture, but we're also trying to save species. Trawling, obviously. Bottom trawling's not a goer, but there are 18 marine protected areas. I have heard the recreational fishers saying, well, these are the places that most of our recreational fishers head to, and some might be forced to go further afield where it might be unsafe. That's one criticism. But let's just look at the aquaculture scene for a moment. You've been heavily involved in there for decades, Harry. What's going to be the upshot of these changes for the aquaculture sector?
Well, we've been working through for a number of years now in terms of what that spatial area would look like going into the future, and also too from the production areas that are currently there, putting it up against the environment that the mussel beds were in pre-1960. And the dredge fisheries that affected those areas. But coming back more now in terms of around where we are with aquaculture, there are a number of hectares that are currently under production, which is about 1,500 hectares, Dale. And there are other spatial areas that's been looked at, that's been set aside, and that's in the overall industry process now alongside regional councils and our local bodies and those who have direct interest rights around that going forward. You've got the RMA there to go through those consenting processes. In regards to the Gulf itself, it's split into two regional councils. You've got the Super City or Auckland, and then you've also got the Waikato area. So it's an interesting process going forward for all of our iwi within this area.
We note that it is planned not to impinge on our customary opportunities that are constructed in a way that don't exclude ongoing customary practices. Your thoughts here, Harry?
Yes, there are. There is a lot of thought in terms of both the cultural aspects of that and in terms of determining the process around the aspects of that in terms of what may happen with the processes going forward around these Vahui areas that are being identified, species management, in terms of that each species in an eco-based management order. And it'll be interesting how that will be focused on, given the nature and extent, if we can maintain the iwi management of the kaimoana permitting system that's within this area. We certainly know how much is taken out within the area under those kaimoana permits. The one that falls outside of that is the recreational take in there. So you've got commercial and the cultural aspects in terms of Māori, identifying what they're taking. In terms of what we can't measure is the recreational take. So it'll be good to get that one in line as well, Dale, so that we know exactly what is happening across our environment. The impacts that we all look at in terms of you've got the catching sector, the recreational, cultural, and commercial. And have a look at has brought about the necessity to make these changes now is the effect that we're having on species or the flora and fauna within the Gulf, and how's that being impacted. And I think catching sector is only one part of this significant issue. The other interest is the impact that the cities, you've got the farming sector, you've got a whole lot of other people who are responsible in this particular issue at the moment. It affects that whole ecosystem, and I think a lot more work needs to be focused around that and determining how we can preserve all flora and fauna that we have within our coastal marine areas. And if we don't do that, if we don't get this right, I don't think we're going to change very much in terms of both the flora and fauna that we treasure within the environment of our marine areas that we live off.
Well, it's a positive move. It seems to have the support of the 12 iwi of Parahauraki backing the package. There's work to be done, of course, on it, and the planned changes not due until 2024. So there's still some discussion to be had, but initially I get the feeling from you and many others that it's a positive initial step. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today about the Hauraki Gulf plans, the Tikapa Moana plans. It's always a pleasure to have you join us from Manaia. Thanks a lot, Harry.
All right, Dale. Thank you.
Thank you.